Hey everybody, Brooklyn Mason here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life one stoic principle at a time. Now, let's be real, fear can be a total buzzkill, right? It whispers doubts in our ears, trips us up when we're about to take a leap, and sometimes even keeps us stuck in a rut. But here's the thing. Fear doesn't have to rule your life. Today, we're diving deep into the stoic toolbox and unearthing some seriously potent tools for overcoming fear and building unshakable confidence. Ever felt like you were standing at the edge of a cliff, ready to jump into something amazing, but fear just kept pulling you back? You know that feeling when your heart is racing, your palms are sweaty, and your mind starts spinning with worst-case scenarios? Well, my friends, I've been there, done that. And trust me, stoicism has the answers. First up, we gotta understand what fear really is. It's often a misinterpretation of reality, a distorted perception fueled by our imagination. Remember those epic battles in Lord of the Rings? Fear was always lurking, whispering doubts and fueling anxieties. But the heroes didn't let it cripple them. They faced their fears head on, reminding themselves of what truly mattered: courage, loyalty, and fighting for a greater good. Stoicism teaches us to differentiate between things we can control and things we can't. We can't control everything that happens in life, that's just a fact. But we can control our reactions, our thoughts, and our choices. When fear tries to take over, ask yourself, what is within my power to change? Focus your energy on what you can influence and let go of the rest. Second, practice radical acceptance. Sometimes things just suck. It happens. Life throws curveballs, unexpected challenges pop up, and things don't always go according to plan. Instead of fighting against these realities, try accepting them with grace. Think about it like this. Imagine you're stuck in traffic. You could get all worked up, honking your horn and throwing a tantrum, or you could use the time to listen to your favorite podcast, catch up on some emails, or just enjoy a moment of quiet reflection. Third, build resilience. Life is like that old saying. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Every challenge we overcome builds our strength and character. Think about it, those times when you felt scared and doubted yourself, but pushed through anyway. Those are the moments that shaped you into the resilient person you are today. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented musician who dreams of performing on stage. She writes beautiful music, practices tirelessly, but stage fright paralyzes her. Ever felt like that fear holding you back from something you're truly passionate about? Sarah could choose to let fear win, or she could use stoicism to conquer it. She starts by practicing mindfulness, focusing on the present moment instead of dwelling on imagined failures. She reminds herself that stage fright is normal and doesn't define her worth. Slowly but surely, she builds her confidence through small steps, singing for friends and family, joining a choir, even performing at open mic nights. Each step pushes her boundaries, and with each performance, her fear diminishes, replaced by the joy of sharing her music with the world. So remember, fear isn't something to be feared. It's a signal that you're stepping outside your comfort zone, venturing into new territory. Embrace those moments, acknowledge the fear, but don't let it control you. Remember these stoic principles: accept what you can't change, focus on what you can, build resilience, and most importantly, take action. You got this. Start small, celebrate your victories, and remember that confidence isn't something you find, it's something you build. Now go out there, face your fears head on, and make some amazing things happen. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. Let me know what stoic principles resonate with you and how you plan to apply them to overcome fear and build confidence in your own life. Until next time, stay stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.